So to move on to perhaps some more controversial areas, micrometastases. One of the things that Sentinel Node opened the door to was, since the pathologist only had one or two lymph nodes to look at, they now had the opportunity to do serial sections and immunostains, leading us to the dilemma of what to do with low-volume metastases. And there were many retrospective studies that suggested that, in fact, micrometastases detected by immunohistochemistry alone conveyed a decrease in survival compared to patients whose lymph nodes lacked such metastases. And illustrated on this slide are two of these studies. The first from my own institution, a study of patients with 25 years of follow-up, obviously none of whom received any form of adjuvant systemic therapy. And you will notice on the top line, if your sentinel node lacked any type of metastases, this was your survival. Here are IHC-only metastases and conventional macrometastases detected by H&E, highly significant differences in outcome. This is more recent, but also, in essence, retrospective data from the Dutch MIRROR study. Again, purely node-negative patients here, isolated tumor cells here, and micrometastases here. So the real question